at Frankston High School, Frankston, Indiana. Basketball on a Saturday night. Say what, the first game was a good one, that JV contest. It went overtime, we'll mention, at 3:08 left in the fourth quarter. It was 38-38. And then it was tied at 44, and it went to overtime. Tipton Blue Devils got the win, 54-48 over Frankston. That game alone almost worth the price of admission. Be a good game here tonight. Ought to be a good one. We're at Frankston High School. We'll mention, we welcome you to today's Education Base School Varsity Boys Basketball game. Tipton Blue Devils travel not too far, maybe about 12 miles, battle with the Frankston Eagles. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's ASO, that's Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access. PutMeInSports.com. Ninth Jimmy since 2008, it seems like it, since 2008. I mentioned this game is going to happen here momentarily. 9:41 on the pregame clock. Talk a little bit about each school. We'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard. It's going to be the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils are Class 2A, Sectional 39. Are 7 in their sectional. Sectional will be played at Tipton High School. Their sectional, they kind of stack up like this. It's a monotonous. It doesn't mean a whole lot. But we'll mention Taylor. They're 2-1. Act 1-1. Tipton. And one. Elwood, Kansas are 2-1. Eastbrook, 0-1. Eastern, 0-2. And Madison Grant, 0-2. Principal at Tipton High School is Craig Leach. Athletic director, Corey Fernand. The assistant AD is Alec Weddle. Trainer is Burke Emmert. Tipton High School is located at 619. South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. Dial him up by telephone at 765-675-7431. On the web, it's TiptonAthletics.com. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 9 teams in the Hoosier Conference. The East Division is Northwestern. They're 2-0. Tipton, they're 1-0. Hamilton Heights, they're 1-1. Western, 0-2. Be tuned that next year there's going to be an additive in the Hoosier Conference. In the West Division, it's West Lafayette. They're 2-0. Benton Central, they're 2-1. Rensselaer Central, 2-1. Twin Lakes, 1-2. Central Catholic are 0-1. Remind you the Tipton Blue Devils are currently 2 wins, 0 losses on the season. They've yet to play a game in the East Division. Will mention they are a 2-0. They did hit a couple of teams and when he gets tri-digital against the Frankfort Hot Dogs, that was last night. And we'll mention the coach of the Tipton Blue Devils is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins, 65 wins, 33 losses. Looking in year number 5 at Tipton High School. Overall, he's working in year number 43. 562 wins, 192 losses. Mentioned the next team on the agenda after tonight for the Blue Devils. It's going to happen next Friday night, December the 8th. At 6 o'clock JV and a 7:30 varsity. The Western Panthers, they travel to the Blue Devils. That'll be a conference. That'll be an East Division matchup. Now, we'll talk a little bit about the home team on the scoreboard. But first, we'll go ahead and mention what's happening tonight in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference tonight, Friday, December 1st. That was actually last night. There were 6 games last night. It was Newcastle, 51. Hamilton Heights, 37. That was at Hamilton Heights. Western. That Western last night, it was Northwestern, 40. Jimmy, Western. 59 and Northwestern 55. Tipton last night, as mentioned, they traveled to Frankfort High School. They got the win 47-42. We'll also mention Benton Central traveled to McCutcheon High School, Lafayette. McCutcheon got the win, 44-42. Central Catholic Knights. They were across town and not too far away. They went to Twin Lakes High School. And Twin Lakes, right there home, Indiana Beach. Check that out when it gets warm again. Central Catholic Knights, 59. Twin Lakes, 54. Final game last night, it was West Lafayette as they traveled to Rensselaer Central. West Lafayette got the win, 60. Tonight's games on the agenda, December 2nd, are four games scheduled tonight. They are all 7:30 starts. Hamilton Heights is at Garen Catholic tonight. Sissonawa at Northwestern is at Franklin. And Western is at Frankfurt. We'll talk a little bit about the Franklin. Franklin Eagles High School, Class 3A, Sectional 24. So seven teams in their sectional. Sectional will happen at Newcastle High School. Taking in their sectional doesn't mean a whole lot. We just line them up right here in their early season records. For all records, Delta 2-0. Franklin 3-0. Hamilton Heights 1-1, Jay County 1-1, Newcastle 1-1, Centerville, they're the Bulldogs, they're 1-2, Yorktown, they're 0-1. Attention to Frankston Eagles administration, the principal is Brett Sanders, athletic director is Brent Robston, athletic secretary, she was instrumental for putting me in sports, we're thankful for her. High enough, we'll mention they've got a roster, that's Katrina Hunter. Also mentioned, Frankston High School, located 610 High Street, Frankston, Indiana, 46044. The web is FranktonEaglesAthletics.com. Telephone, you can reach them at 765-754-7879. Where the collars, red and white. They perform in the Central Indiana Conference. Mentioned Franklin there at the top of it. We'll mention the first three teams, three wins and two wins. The rest of them pretty much lined up below. We'll mention Franklin there's 3-0. Elwood there's 2-1. Followed up by Alexandria 1-1. Blackford 1-1. Oak Hill 1-1. Sissonawa 1-2. Eastbrook 0-1. And Madison Grant 0-2. Will mention, as mentioned, the Frankton Eagles are currently 3 wins, no losses. They're 0-0 in the CIC of the Central Indiana Conference. They've opened up the season. They played Eastern, win 79-51. Played LaPel, 52-58. That game took overtime. They played Muncie Burris and got the win. Also mentioned the head coach. Frankton Eagles, the Devils as the athletic director, that's Brent Robson. 142 wins, 136 losses. He in year number 16, Frankton High School. Also mentioned the next game on the agenda happens. It's going to be next Friday night, December the 8th. Frankton Eagles will travel Eastbrook to battle with the Panthers. If I check the listing that I have here from johnherald.net, the JV game will start at 6:30 and the varsity will start at 8 o'clock. And we'll mention, ready to start the ball game right here. But first, they got a 1:53 on the clock and the game clock. They're still shooting around at the Franklin end. The Blue Devils have gone on into their locker room. And we'll mention it, Central Indiana Conference. Central Indiana Conference ball games. Mentioned last night there was one game. Eastbrook traveled to Eastern. Eastern got the win, 57-51. Tonight there's going to be seven games on the agenda, December 2nd. All games start at 7:30 with the exception of one afternoon game. Blackford is at Blue River. Benton Central is at Madison Grant. Eastern, the Comets at Alexandria. We're thankful for the Eastern Comets. Thankful for their ball coach's father. What a tremendous contributor. We'll also mention Eastern, as mentioned, at Alexandria. Wood at Daleville. Dissinawa is at Northwestern. Orwell is at Oak Hill. That's the 1:30 p.m. contest. It's obviously probably concluded. Princeton is at Frankton tonight, and they're getting ready to, they're laced up. It'll be a ball game. Maybe a barn burner. We'll see if it goes overtime or maybe even more. We'll see. 4 seconds, clock rolling down. I mentioned this game is covered. Michelle Garvin. Talk about the Tipton County Tribune. Comprehensive coverage of Tipton County sports. Subscribe to the Tipton County Tribune. Tipton County Tribune is now owned by Cherry Road Media. Website has been revamped. Story on tonight's game can be found online, www.tiptoncountytribune.com. Tipton County Tribune has gone to a digital-first format, and it comes to county sports coverage. Subscription to the printed weekly edition, published on Wednesdays, also provides access to the website, or one can get an online subscription only. It's your choice. Step it down, Michelle Garman. We're going to talk about the lineups in today's ball game. First, we're going to mention starters for the Disney team on the scoreboard, the Blue Devils. Starting tonight for the Blue Devils is going to be number 3, Brady Carpenter. He's a 6'6" junior. He's averaging 11 points per contest. We'll mention starting at a guard position, he'll wear number 11. That's Nolan Swan, 6'1" senior. Noah Swan, 14.5 points, all game average. We'll also mention number 12, 6'4" senior, Ryan Tracy. Ryan Tracy contributing with 8 points per game. Also, tonight, starting wearing number 5, he's a 6'2" junior, averaging 7 points per contest. That's Sam Quigley. Also starting tonight is Jackson Money. Jackson Money. He wears number 23. He's 6 feet tall. He's a senior, averaging 15 points per game. Head coach for the Blue Devils is Cliff Hawkins. Now we'll meet the starters for the Frankton Eagles. Frankton Eagles will start like this, wearing number 2. He's a 6'1" junior. Joey Wright, he averages 17.7 per contest. Also starting tonight, wearing number 11. 6'3" junior, that's Brady Carmack. He trips in with 12 points per contest. Starting tonight, wearing number 14, he's a 6'2" senior. Averaging 7.3 a game, that's Bubba Nunley. So starting tonight, wearing number 21, 6'2" sophomore, where he's averaging 5.3 per game, that's Ethan Stansberry. Also starting tonight, wearing number 23, 6'2" senior, Nate Moore. He trips in. The high point total is 18 points per contest. So they're introducing the starting lineup right now. As you hear, the public address. As the spotlight goes around the gymnasium. And they divulge the light, run the spotlight, and it's divulge a word I learned from Mr. Newkirk in middle school. So they're going to line him up right now. Minutes on the game clock. Cheerleaders are out there welcoming their classmates, Frankton Eagles, and a lot of folks on hand here tonight. We'll mention the home crowd, Frankton Eagles. Get attendance here in Frankton, Indiana, and the Blue Devils travel well. Blue Devils, they're about 14 miles from Tipton, Indiana. They travel well pretty much every sport. And now they're going to jump it up right now. The Blue Devils are going to wear the black uniforms. They've got blue numbers. They're outlined in white. Going to jump center tonight is number 3, the junior class member, Grady Carpenter. And as the Frankton Eagles get their knuckles down their own bench area, get ready to take the floor. The officials ready to go. You can tell they're ready to go. They're being patient. To knuckle it up right there on the center circle. Tipton and Frankfort to jump it up tonight. The Frankton Eagles. Going to be number 14, Bubba Nunley. But Jude Nunley, 6'6", Carpenter. Comes the toss. Good toss. High toss. Guns caught in the backcourt by Swan. He'll bring it to the front court. He's going to be picked up at half court. Number 2, Peyton Alchemy. Number 2, Joey Wright. Get down low in the paint. Going to bring it back out. 3-point shot in the air. Carpenter rimmed out long. Would go rebound. Karam. Swan. He'll take a 3. 3-point shot is good. Nothing contest. Early going. First possession in the ballgame for the Blue Devils. The Eagles are across the timeline. The timeline, Joey Wright works at the left side. Back to the hands of 21. Then Stansberry. The right side in the corner. In the basketball first time, Brady Carmack. Carmack is tripled in. I should say defense right there by Tracy. New gentleman in the booth right there, I should say, on the floor. And Tracy for the Blue Devils. Out top of the basketball. They're going to dribble it inside the arc. Hand off, get the ball back out to Joey Wright. They're working down low. They're going to go in the paint. The pass is good. Shot is finally taken. So we'll go off the mark. They have the first foul called in this ball game. They whistled on the Blue Devils. Blue Devils. Action money, he's going to pick up his first foul. A senior athlete for the foul stripe in him. It's going to be 2 shots. Hit the first one at the free throw line for Frankton. First little shot, Brady Carmack. He wears number 11. Foul situation, the shooting, high school and middle school, they change that for every quarter. They're going to go 5 fouls when the 5th foul happens. That team shoots 2 shots. They'll reset the just reset the foul situation the beginning of each quarter. Such as I wouldn't go back the other direction. Polo in the block and be tipped away last touch by Frankton. To stay in the front court, the Blue Devils, they'll bring it in. Bring it in right of the bucket. Nolan Swan bounce back into Jackson Money back to Nolan. Nolan's going to take a fadeaway jumper or wouldn't go. A little bit of a bump there. No call. The direction on the so was Joey Wright. Get outside the arc, 3-point shot. Frankton Eagles is good. At 21, Ethan Stansberry for 3. A ball game at 6:33. Going back the other way off the glass. Brady Carpenter for 2, left side of the rim with the 5-3 contest. Outside the arc. Well, Brady work it down low. Big tall pass, not quite into the hands of number 14, Bubba Nunley. Going to go out of bounds. 18 on the game clock. Put in from the backcourt. Wait, gonna get it in there. Carpenter crosses the timeline. Right handed dribble. 6'6" handles the ball. We're gonna back with spin move to the corner. Noah Swan. We're gonna down low from Brady Carpenter. Around the perimeter. His hands briefly of Quigley. Pushes it out. 3-point shot. Right elbow extended. Noah Swan. 8-3 contest. Devils by 5. 5:50. Left here in the first quarter at Frankton High School. Work it back around the perimeter. You're going to work it right side elbow. You go on in the paint off the glass. 2-point shot good. 23, Nate Moore. Nate Moore, I think, I'm a name for the Miami Dolphins. It'll cross the timeline. Back around with the basketball is Tracy. Working the deal right there is Hiya Tracy. He's going to dish off to Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan in the paint. And then the layup is good. And 5 contest. In the front court, 8 o'clock on the wristwatch. We'll work it back behind the arc. The ball back around the perimeter. That ball even Stansberry to the hands there of Grady Carmack. Back to 23, Nate Moore. Going to hand the ball off, 14. Nabubba Nunley, who worked the right side over the left side, to the hands of Ethan Stansberry. Back out top, going to take some clock here. Going to slow the pace up just a little bit. Dribble the paint right there. Oh, we right. They lost the handle, gets it back out, stays with the possession. The right side, and Jackson Money guarding the basketball. That was 23, Nate Moore. Bearing number 23 on the game clock. Bong, 3-point shot, good. About a couple of steps behind the arc. 23, Nate Moore. 10-8 contest, Blue Devils by 2 with the ball in the front court. The dribble, Jackson Money, he'll pop a shot. A elbow. Joe, rebound out of there, secured by Nate Moore. The other direction, Joey Wright. Left side of the lane, took a little bit of a shot there, wouldn't go. Rebound put back, wouldn't go. Shot taken by 11. Andy Carmack back the other direction, Blue Devils, with the basketball. They'll pass it left side. Behind the arc, Nolan Swan couldn't get the bucket. That's with the rebound. That was a 3-point effort. Jackson Money with the rebound. It dished it off. Number 3, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter couldn't get the first. He'll take a shot on his offensive board. Goes to the foul stripe, and he'll shoot 2. With the list foul on the Franks and Eagles. Let me call on number 11, Grady Carmack. Grady Carmack, a 6'3" junior. At the free throw line for Blue Devils, Grady Carpenter. First one rimmed out. Revolution to rim. In the ball game for the Blue Devils, we're going to see number 4, Gavin Hare. Also number 21, Landon Spidell. Get a breather. Jackson Money. And Ryan Tracy. Second shot going to be awarded to Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter. The free throw line. Second shot huddles around, falls in. 11-8, a 3-point ball game. Blue Devils in front. Walk to the timeline. That's number 2, Joey Wright. Joey Wright going to pass it right side behind the arc. Full threat available. He'll dribble now around the perimeter for 21. Then Stansberry, he'll bounce pass out top near the center line. He'll reset the offense on the dribble there. For 11, Grady Carmack picks up the dribble as defense converges. Grady Carpenter, 15 on the game clock. The worker right side, Joey Wright around the perimeter, being a little bit deliberate here with the offense, trying to get that good shot. Brobson, work it back around, they go the corner with it. They'll bring it back around. They'll reset the offense. Once again, they'll bring it out top. Moore touches the basketball. Now the ball's in the hands of Stansberry. They go to the right corner baseline. Bring it back out. On the dribble, out top the circle, team Bubba Nunley. He'll hand off basketball. They'll get it to 23. Nate Moore. They'll bounce it in. They go baseline. They go baseline. Kick it outside for a 3-point shot. Short off the mark. Wouldn't go. Ball skipped out of bounds on the rebounding stage. Wouldn't go. That 3-point shot was up by 21, Ethan. Stansberry couldn't get it. 11-8 contest, 3-point advantage for the Blue Devils. 2.5 minutes left. The timeline on the dribble is Nolan Swan. He'll dribble to the left elbow. He'll take it out right corner to go to the left corner baseline. 3-point shot good by Grady Carpenter. He's 17 on the game clock. Left side of the basketball. Dribble right, they'll use a screen. Screen set there. It's going to be tipped away. It's going to be stolen. Screen set by Bubba Nunley. No foul call. Outside the arc. Rims around, 3-point shot. Wouldn't go. On Swan. Back to the direction. Blue Devil, the Franklin Eagles on the approach. Number 2, Joey Wright. They're working out top of the circle, near the center circle. The stationary dribble, working the basketball. Joey Wright, he'll work it right side. And Stansberry, They're going to go backdoor, try to backdoor catch. A little bit of a collision. No call. The ball goes out of bounds. The deck just rightly there was Bubba Nunley. Helping him back up was Grady Carpenter. Back in the ballgame for the Blue Devils, number 12, Ryan Tracy. Tracy's going to bring it in. Sam Quigley's going to get a breather. 35. Game clock crossing the sideline, 6'6". Grady Carpenter, we're back in. In the basketball, we're now behind the arc. Tracy, going to get caught for steps prior to the ball hitting the floor. Quick move right there. You're going to turn the ball over back to Frankton. Work the ball. And walk through the timeline with a slow pace. 1:20 left here in the first quarter. Work the right side. Outside of the basketball, we go back door again. They'll dribble in the paint, turnaround jumper off the glass. Good. Credit that shot, number 23, Nate Moore. Nate Moore's a 6'2 senior, averaging 18 points per game. On top of the basketball, Grady Carpenter. Side the arc. Tracy gets it back to Carpenter. Going to set a screen for Carpenter. Carpenter's not going to use it. Fence converges. They'll work it down low. He's open. That's Landon Spiedel. Landon Spiedel, he wears number 21, junior. Working through the timeline. Across the timeline at a walk pace is Joey Wright, the point guard. Back around, 35 seconds left. Work it left side with the basketball. The hands of Brady Carmack. Now work it back around the perimeter to bring the ball back out. That's 23, Nate Moore. Work it left side. Outside the arc once again. Brett Ethan Stansbury will pass. Get this last shot in. 17 seconds left. We're in the first quarter. 16-10. Blue Devils by 6. Working behind the arc. Joey Wright, center circle. He's going to set it up right here. 7 seconds left. Going to be guarded there by Nolan Swan. He's going to cross over. He's going to pop a shot out top of the circle. Down would go rebound Carpenter. And that'll complete quarter number 1. At the end of the first quarter, Blue Devils 16, Frankton Eagles 10. We'll mention this game is in part why do these games without being part? Well, mention, during the game tonight is Hope Jewelers. They're in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need. Field of diamonds, gold and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. Next to the Diana Theater, they're located at 135 East Jefferson Street. Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. At Coke Jewelers downtown, Tipton, they're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30. That's p.m., 9:30 a.m., 30 p.m., and they're open Saturday, 9:30 to 2. And we do thank them for supporting Blue Devil Basketball. We thank you for listening. We listen here in the gymnasium to the Eagles Band. Eagles Band, right in unison. Getting ready to start the second quarter. We'll mention he brought in by the Frankton Eagles. Going to bring it in. The possession arrow will be brought in by number 11, Brady Carmack. He'll toss it slightly to the backcourt. Guard Joey Wright. He'll cross the timeline. He'll work the right side by between the legs there. Bouncing it back out. Works it around the perimeter. More. Sit over to teammate, number 11, Brady Carmack. Now back to Joey. Hey, with the basketball, he'll bounce it out top. The dribble. The left-handed dribble, Bubba Nunley. Side the arc. Work it back out top, Joey Wright with the basketball. Being guarded there somewhat closely by Sam Quigley. Well, Mason Tracy still in the ballgame. Tracy's in the ballgame, Jackson Nunn. D. Carpenter, Nolan Swan. Well, Mason offensively. On the drive right now, Frankton Eagles are going to work it down low. Bounce pass going to be picked up, intercepted by the Blue Devils, going back the other direction. The foul called, and Jackson Money couldn't get the shot to go to the foul strike. Jackson Money averaging 10 points per ball game. Two ball games. Jackson Money, a 6-foot senior. A foul whistled on the Frankton Eagles. 14, Bubba Nunley. Jackson Money hits the first one. Jackson Money on the season, that's his second free throw. He's now 2 for 2. 7:14 left. Second shot also good. Call a timeout. Timeout's going to be whistled by the Frankston Eagles. The 30-second timeout we'll mention. Also bringing you tonight's ball game is Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, the place to enhance your ride. Cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. Runyon Truck Store, they're located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road, Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. You can reach them by telephone at 765-252-5130. Runyon Truck Store. Timeout's completed. Come back to the surface. Going to be brought in, ride the bucket on the baseline. Frankston Eagles brought in there by 14 Bubba Nunley. Get the ball back, Joey. Right, you'll cross the timeline, left-handed dribble. They're working slowly left side, being guarded there by Tim Quigley. To back out, Brady Carmack. Now back to Joey Height. They're working back outside, 23, Nate Moore. Look at the corner with it. And bounce off the surface there, going to go out of bounds. Up the handle, but it was last touch by Jackson Money. The basketball there was Ethan Sansbury, who wears number 21. He brought in the front court. Brought in there 14, Bubba Nunley. Bubba Nunley, he 5 boards a game and 2.3 assists. 40. Game clock. Now to back outside on the dribble, 14, Bubba Nunley. Go back door down the paint, going to be intercepted. Blue Devils take it back the other way. Defense on the return. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Frankston Eagles. Brought in, ride the bucket on the baseline. Grady Carpenter. They get the ball in Jackson Money. They'll work it back to Carpenter. Spin move just outside the paint. He's going to be called for step. Spin. Going to give the ball back to the Frankston Eagles. Bowie Wright going to bring it to the timeline. Sam Quigley going to pick him up three-quarter court. He'll relax back to the second line. Sam Quigley going to guard Joey Wright. Going to work in the paint. Going to be a little bit of a step there. A little bit of a bump there. Going to cause a little bit of an extra step in the paint. It's going to be a traveling violation. You give the ball back to the Blue Devils. 6:12 left. In quarter, 18:10. Devils by 8. In the front court, Jackson Money. The way to the corner, Sam Quigley. Side the arc, left elbow extended. Now out top. Well, Jackson Money back to Grady Carpenter. They're being guarded there somewhat closely by Brady Carmack. Going to work it back in the paint. Going to be a trip right there. Owen Swan trying to drive lane there. Start at the elbow. Going to be tripped up. Going to be first foul here in the second quarter. Get that back. Going to be the second foul for the Eagles. That will get to commit a foul in the second quarter. Going to bounce it in off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. It was Grady Carpenter. Back to the other direction. Frankston Eagles. Sansbury. Sansbury's going to get fouled. Fouled in the act of shooting. So the foul stripe. Take that back at Nate Moore. Nate Moore is going to get fouled in the act of shooting. We'll let you know. Nate Moore, 6'2", a senior. From here, he looked a bit taller than that. Shot rims off, wouldn't go. Long off the rim. Yet one more. Foul whistled on Tipton. 12, Ryan Tracy. Ryan Tracy has one in the second shot. Back into the two-shot foul is good. Take more. 15-11. Blue Devils by 7. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. On the dribble, Grady Carpenter. He'll hand off. Nolan Swan, rim around, rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound secured. Frankston Eagles, that's number 14, Bubba Nunley. Now to the front court on the dribble. Back pedal dribble now in the front court. Boy Wright working that dribbling exhibition. Sam Quigley drawing a good assignment tonight to guard Joey Wright. Has 14 left. Going to go baseline. Going to go off the glass. Going to be a foul called, and Grady Carpenter thought he got all ball, and the official blew the whistle. Going to call this foul on Grady Carpenter. Carpenter has one in the contest. He's at the free throw line. It's going to be number 2, Joey Wright. At the end of free throw shooter. First one's good. 5:12 left. We're in the second quarter. 18:12. Joey Wright shooting 60% at the line. two for two here, and now he's 11 for 17 on the season. 15-13, a five-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Crossing the timeline, Sam Quigley. Top, going to go backdoor pass from Grady Carpenter. They're working on in. They'll get it to Landon Spidell. He'll get 2 points, and Nolan Swan will get the assist. Nolan Swan on the season. Nolan Swan averaging 3 assists per game. They'll work the bounce pass right side behind the arc. The basketball at 21, Ethan Stansberry. They're working back left side, Joey Rice. He's going to work his way in. It's going to be a foul on Sam Quigley. Try to stay with him. Now, Joey Wright kind of tormenting his own will. The backpedal. Defensive mode. He's going to a foul for Sam Quigley. He's got one. Bring it in. Drive the bucket. Backcourt to the third. Deep in the front court, we'll say. It turns around. And he's going to be picked up there. He was covered there in the front court. Hey, Frankton, foul's going to be whistled. We're going to be inside the paint here, right in the bucket, in the paint, Nolan Swan. And the layup goes in. He'll shoot one more. They're going to whistle this foul on Frankton. Number 21, Ethan Stansberry, he has 2. 3-point play is good, Nolan Swan. That's the only time you'll shoot one shot. For a foul shot, that's after a made basket or a two or a three. Shoot one shot, and that's the only time a one shot will happen. New rules rule here in basketball in the state of Indiana, high school and middle school. Top of the basketball. So work it right side, Frankton Eagles. Working around the perimeter, Joey Wright going to dish off. Going to go baseline, reverse layup. First layup wouldn't go, but it tipped out of bounds. That reverse layup couldn't go. A good play on the works. And that was 23-13 at that point advantage. 55. I believe that layup attempt was again 23. He made more. Going to work in the paint. Going to bring it back out. Back to money. Tim Quigley out top of the basketball. Tracy. He'll work it, he'll bounce it to Carpenter. Carpenter takes it down low. Jackson Money. Jackson Money couldn't get the shot away, but he got the hammered right there. He's going to go to the foul stripe. He's going to shoot 2. So Grady Carpenter trying to get in there. He's averaging 10.5 assists per game, along with 7.5 rebounds. First shot is good. Jackson Money back to ball game. We're going to see first time in the ball game for the Frankton Eagles. Or Javon Miller. Javon Miller in the ballgame. He's a 6'2 junior. He averages 3.3 rebounds per game. Second shot, also good. Side of the arc, 3-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound put back. He's right in the game. He got his first rebound. Put it back in, just the left of the bucket in the paint. Javon Miller. Javon Miller, he's now 7-11. For this game, 60% 2-point land. Top of the basketball. Round jumper at the free throw line is good. That's Jackson Money for 2. 27-15 to go to the front court with the basketball. Push it up right there. 21, Ethan Stansberry. Back pedal dribble. He'll work it left side. They'll reset out top of the circle. Push it left side. Now with the basketball. It's 23, Nate Moore. Moore going to dribble. Right side picked up there by Grady Carpenter. The corner with. They'll work it back around. Javon Miller. It's going to be a foul whistle. They're going to call this one on Tipton. Nolan Swan going to get a reach in. And Javon Miller going to absorb a bit of a minor foul, but a foul called. 27-15. Going to be brought in. Front court. Joey Wright to get in. Bounce pass. Does get it in. They'll work it down low. Going to be tipped away. Nolan Swan. It right there, what goes out of bounds is Gavin Hare. Gavin Hare back in the ball game. Get it to Tracy and back to Nolan Swan with the Grady Carpenter. Carpenter makes the pass to the paint right here. It can be intercepted going back the other direction. Interception made by Nate Moore. They're working outside the arc to reset the offense. Working the right side with the basketball, 21. Then Stansberry. Around the perimeter, taking the left corner, double triple threat of Abel dribbling out of there a couple of times. Brady Carmack, get it back to Javon Miller. Joey Wright in the paint, a turnaround jumper, rims off, wouldn't go, got his own board. Second shot, wouldn't go, he'll get his own board, take it away. Teammate Javon Miller, and they'll keep it in the front court. 2 minutes left. Second quarter, 27-15. Joey Wright tries a three, rims off, would go, gets short. The other direction, Nolan Swan. Behind the arc, left corner, near the baseline. Silver dribble, Grady Carpenter gets it down low. 2 point shot, would go, having hair. It's heavily contested right there. They're working back around. They go off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Spin move, right side, just outside the paint. Put him at the free throw line. He's going to shoot two. It's number 11, Brady Carmack. The Carmack on the early season. Working right there. He's got a 4 for 4 at the strike. Shot up and good. Nothing but net. 27-16, back in the ballgame for the Blue Devils is number 21, Brandon Spidell. Taking a breather is number 12, Ryan Tracy. Second shot in the air, rims off long, wouldn't go. Down out of there, Grady Carpenter. They work through the front court, Jackson Money. Will be tipped away, defense comes back. Right there, defensive tip out of bounds is Javon Miller. Javon Miller, a 6'2" junior. They're working the left side of the bucket on the baseline. Bounce pass in from Grady Carpenter. Go out of bounds. They're going to save his last touch by 21. Finn Sandsbury. Brought in right of the bucket once again. Grady Carpenter. Bounce it down low in the paint off the glass. 2 point bucket. Nolan Swan. Carpenter with another assist. 1:18 on the game clock. 29-16. Going to drive the lane off the glass on the layup. Prowler layup. Way to go. That was Joey Wright. Back the other direction with the rebound. Court off the rim. Way to go from the free throw line. Nolan Swan. Ball's going to be brought in. I bet it's first to be a foul call. They're going to whistle this foul on Frankston. Frankston has 4 in the first, excuse me, in the second quarter. I'm going to put Jackson Money in the strike. He'll shoot 2. Coach Brent Brofton, a little conversation with the official right there. He's calm, cool, he's collected. And first shot goes in. Back to Money. Brady Carpenter going to take a breather. He'll step out of the ballgame. Second shot, Jackson Money, also good. 1-16. Devils by 15 across the sideline, Joey Wright. The right side behind the arc, Javon Miller. Behind the arc, he'll dish off to Joey Wright. He'll pick up his dribble near the right elbow. He'll dish it back out. They'll reset the offense. 21, Ethan Sandsbury. Now they're working around the perimeter. That's Nate Moore. Back out top, Joey Wright. Use some clock here. Get a final last shot of the quarter. 38 seconds left here in the second quarter. Back pedal dribble. He'll go around the left side behind the arc. To the corner. Now Javon Miller out top of the circle. He'll bounce it right side behind the 3. Point line, threat available, he'll pass out of there. That was Joey Wright. Is the hands briefly of Ethan Sandsbury. The left side, guarding the basketball there is Landon Spidell. Number 11, Brady Carmack. 12 seconds left. 31-16. Pick up the dribble out top, he'll bounce it back to teammate. It's tipped, it's all tipped by Jackson Money. Able to go get it, they'll go to the corner with it. 3-point shot near the buzzer, rims around and wouldn't go. Clock, evidently there was going to be a timeout call. We'll double check here. Clock stopped at 1.7. May have went out of bounds, not quite sure. Going to give back to Tiffin. Long shot, half court, no one scored at the buzzer, scored off the mark. That's 4 feet short. And we'll go to halftime. Halftime score here at Tiffin. At Frankston High School. Eagles. A call timeout. 2:44 on the game clock. Standing, going to be a 30-second timeout. So, both sides, sections for their own their own team, their own classmates. And the band up there in the right corner, you look at this gym, you can tell, same type of layout. The old Hamilton Heights Middle School, the SAT, the Student Activity Center. So, look at right there, team architect, you could think so. They're going to bring the ball in from the side court by Javon Miller. He brought in, tipped out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds. Guarding the inbound is Grady Carpenter. Again, it's going to be Javon Miller. Javon Miller, 3 boards per game average. You know, bounce it in. Sam Barr, the dribble. And senior. Stop. Whistle a foul. They're going to whistle this foul. 2:36 left. Here in the, will be brought in once again. Hot. Stand behind the arc. Now on the dribble, Sam Barr. We'll bring it back out. We'll reset the offense out top of the circle. We'll work the right side behind the arc. We'll bounce in now. Left side. Number 10, Max Barr. Teammate 24. Heimel. Now on the dribble. This one's going to be whistled on the Blue Devils. Blue Devil foul on Grady Carpenter. Then, that's going to be the third foul in the ballgame, whistled on Carpenter. It's going to be brought in. Side court, that's 22, Reed Box. In the front court, gets it in, teammate, 24, Colton Eimel. Back to bite out top of the circle, pick up your dribble. Mate, 10, Max Barr, he'll get it back. And he'll get the dribble back on the possession side. Bring it back out. That's 12, Sam Barr. He's going to dribble in Javon Miller. Javon Miller drives the lane. Little teardrop, as Mark Jackson would call it. Paint. Good for Javon Miller. 47-22. Side. On the dribble, Cook. He's working right there. Nolan Swan. Catches the hands of Gavin Hare. And Grady Carpenter tried to chest pass across the lane. It's intercepted. Miller, and back in the front court, they're going to intercept it again. Melvin Swan passes it up to Grady Carpenter, and Grady Carpenter down with one hand. They're going to whistle a technical foul on Grady Carpenter. Not sure the call. And foul, let's see if it's stay on the board. 1:24 on the game clock. Over with the bench area and one of the officials coming over to the bench. And there will be 2 shots taken by an Eagle. First shot is good. That's 22, Reed Box. Back to the free throw line, Reed Box. I got both of them. 49-23 in the ball game. Blue Devils, Sam Quigley. There's going to be number 3, Grady Carpenter. He'll be brought in side court. Be thrown in by number 10, Max Barr. Going to toss it in. 24, Colton Heimel, back to Barr. Threat available. He'll dribble right. Working against him is Jackson Money. He'll bounce it right side into the center circle. Get the basketball. 24, Colton Eimel. They'll work it down low off the glass. 2-point shot is good for the Frankton Eagles. Set at the bucket. 24, Colton Eimel. And Eimel will shoot one. Foul in the paint there. Got the bucket. Foul whistled. Idell, he has 2. Throw line, first shot, only shot, he'll get the bucket, 3-point play. 5 on the game clock. Final left hand of the dribble is Nolan Swan. Out top, they'll get to see him quickly. Low, working to outside the arc. Idell, now back out to Quigley. Dribble. Run goes really outside the paint. He'll go up for the shot. Layup, he'll get fouled. He'll go to the stripe. He'll shoot two. 9 seconds left. 9 seconds left here in the... He brought in Jackson Money. Baseline. Porter will be tipped away. And then picked up finally by 24. Frankton. Campbell. Port with the basketball. Two rebots. Behind the arc, they're working inside the paint. They'll bring it back out. That's on Miller. They'll dribble the paint once again. Jump shot in the paint. Rims around. Wouldn't go. Spot four. By Gibson. Must have been Sam Quigley. On that shot in the paint. Taken there by 22. Rebot. 5'10". Working in the paint. Jump shot in the paint. They're going in the bucket. Like a little jump hook there. Credit the bucket. Colton Eimel. 29. 10 seconds left here in the third quarter. Side with the basketball, Nolan Swan. Paint, two-point shot, good. 51-29. Final shot at the buzzer. Of course, Gavin Hare just the rim. So at the end of three quarters of play, 51-29. And well mentioned, this game is in part being brought to you. Jewelers, Devin Tipton. Hope Jewelers, precious times are made for precious moments. Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. And in business, Jewelers in downtown Tipton. To the Diana Theater, 35 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. By phone at 765-675-720. That's Hope Jewelers. Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. They're open Saturday, 9:30 to 2. Jewelers in Tipton. So, working right there. Entry right there, the ultimate possession arrow can be brought in. Half court to take. Be brought in by Frankton. Frankton Eagles are tipped for Colton Eimel. Backcourt slightly, 22. Rebot. Rebotting. To timeline, we're going to left side, Max Bear. Pound ball is going to go out of bounds, tipped off of him. 12, hard by Tipton. Fourth, they'll bring it in. Crossing the timeline, Nolan Swan. Team Quigley. Top, Grady Carpenter back in the ballgame. Side, Team Quigley. Below, Grady Carpenter trying to find Jackson Money in pain. And last touch by the Blue Devils. From backcourt to be whistled in. Javon Miller, but first checking back in the ballgame. Ballgame for the Frankton Eagles is Eli Birch. Eli Birch wears number 3, 5'8 sophomore. Taking a breather is number 10, Max Barr. The front court. 12, Sam Barr. They'll work it down low. Going to be a foul whistle. Miller went hard to the hoop. Pass from outside the paint, left corner. Going to put him on the line. Javon Miller going to shoot a couple. Already in the first half. Well, early. Shot goes in. 30. Javon Miller going to get one more. Mentioned Javon Miller. Entered this game. 6-10, 60%. One goes in also. I believe he's 4-4 tonight. In fact, working back the other direction, Grady Carpenter. Perimeter, Nolan Swan. Short off the mark, three-point man. Saving the basketball before he caroms out of bounds. Ends of safety, back to Jackson Money, now back to Quigley. They're going to call a timeout. The whistle by Coach Cliff Hawkins. Left. 7:10 left in the.
Correct.
Also mentioned, this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. To enhance your ride, cars, SUVs, etc. Those tires, lift it, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product. Oh, it's Runyon Truck Store. You can reach them at 765-25130. Truck Store, 2787, Indigo Road, at Atlanta. So, second buzzer sound. Get ready to step in.
Oh, yeah.
That will be brought in front court, Jackson Money. 23, black backcourt pass. Caught in the backcourt, slightly. Quigley, Sam Quigley was the right side behind arc. Juan, he'll work it down low to Grady Carpenter. He'll take a shot inside the paint. Shot when you go. Got it contested. The other direction. Crossover dribble. Going to be a reach-in foul. How's going to be whistle on the Blue Devils? Foul on Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan going to pick up his third foul in the ball game. Foul here in the fourth quarter on Tipton. Frankton yet to commit a foul. I've called by Coach Brent Brobson. Coach Brent Brobson going to call a 30-second timeout. And again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. Indoor, outdoor storage, fresh storage available. Protect your investments and keep them safe. Vehicles, etc. Preserve your space now. You can call them at 317-774-1500. 317-774-1500. On the web, it's www.aiesindiana.com. Then bring the ball in, ride the bucket. Frankston be brought in by number 3, Eli Birch. Looking to get it in. He'll bounce it. He'll bounce it off the foot. On guard, guarding the basketball there on the inbound with Nolan Swan. Now, Birch going to, once again, bounce it in the paint. Miller, bounce pass. They find Miller. Devon Miller may be earning, and I'm not sure, I'm definitely not a coach. 6:40 on the game clock. Side to paint. Showed off the mark with Joe. Nolan Swan thought he might have been brushed. Released. Action on the rebound, 22. He bops. On the dribble, we're going to get him as Jackson Money. Going to call 5 seconds closely guarded. Kip is going to get the ball back. From there, bring it in. Sign. Gets it in. Grady Carpenter across the sideline at a walk pace. He'll pick up the try. He'll work it back outside. Jackson Money. Side with the basketball. Down low. To the corner. 3-point shot. Rims out. Wouldn't go. That was Ryan Tracy. Rebound secured. First of Frankton. Bounce pass, trying to get it down low, trying to find number 12, Sam Barr. And they push it on ahead, and Jackson Money. Right side of the bucket. 53-33, 5:50 left. Quarter. It's right there is Eli Birch. But then we're going to left side behind our hit pass. 22, Reed Box. Bring it back out top with the basketball on the dribble. He's trying to pass the left side. Going to go off the fingertips. The bam. Glass touch by Frankton. They'll give the ball back to Tipton. 53. And half court. Game once again for the Frankton Eagles. Is number 10, Max Barr. 5'10", the Max Barr game. Going to work a bounce pass. He'll get it into Jackson Money. Crossing the timeline. He'll work it right side. Jim Quigley. Down low outside the block right there is Grady Carpenter. Owen Swan. 3-point shot. Rims around. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Javon Miller. Outlet. Right side. Eli Birch. That's going to be intercepted on the bounce by Jackson Money. We're in the back baseline. Bonk. He's going to tip the ball away. It's going to be picked up by Kim Swiggins. Pick it up. It's going to be a timeout called with the ball in the hands of number 10. That's Max Barr. Timeout. Probston. 5:02 left here in the fourth quarter. 3:33. Timeout. They're going to call it a 30-second timeout. We do thank you for tuning in. This game is in part being brought to you by The Floor Store. For there at the east edge of Tipton. And look around. Showroom may leave you speechless. Find shopping online isn't really necessary when excellence is required. East 28 on the car dealership. 003 East Jefferson Street. Street State Road 28. Road, a different name. Tipton, Indiana, that's Blue Devil Country. Stephen, Carol, and Swan. They'll lend you a hand when they can. We'll also your choices along with your decisions. Take support. Our hometown kids wearing the blue and white. The Floor Store, 1003. The Raiders bring the ball in. It's going to belong to the Frankston Eagles. He brought in. Bounce pass from the backcourt. Frankston Eagles, 22, Reed Botts. Side outside the arc. Max Barr, he'll get the ball back. Well, again, it's Eli Birch out near the center circle. We're going to right side, and we're going to left hand dribble. Side the lane, straddling. 10, Max Barr. They're going to dribble in Eli Birch. He's going to drive the paint. A two-point shot, good. That was Javon Miller. 35 with the basketball. Sam Quigley. We're going to back out top behind the arc is Ryan Tracy. They go baseline. Grady Carpenter digs it off. Jackson Money lost the handle, ends up in the hands of Ryan Tracy. Money working around the perimeter. Sam Quigley, now Nolan Swan. Being guarded there closely by Reed Bott. Playing in a, we're going to call a whistle here. Whistle on Frankton. This went on 44. In 34, Javon Miller. He has two in the contest. For the Blue Devils is number 12, Ryan Tracy. That's a Nolan Swan outside the arc right side. D. Carpenter. Dribble it down, pass it down low. Try the reverse layup. That was Landon Seidel. Looks like they get he called, and a lot of fans in the area thought that might have been a clean block. 53-38. 3:59 left. That foul's whistled on Frankton, 34. Javon Miller, he has three. First shot goes in. Fidel. Fidel from the official. Second shot rims out. Wouldn't go. 54-35 to the front court. With Eli Birch on the dribble. Back around. Dribble. Please, Nolan Swan. Out top, Javon Miller. Back to Birch. Birch will move it left side. Ball 22, Reed Botts. In the paint, he'll dribble it down low. Try to hit the pathway, and Javon Miller comes up with the loose ball. He'll take it to the right corner near the baseline. Well, that's Max Barr. Javon Miller. The basketball. Pass out of it again. Now back out top. So we set the offense. For three, Eli Birch. Top on the dribble. Guarded by Nolan Swan. He passed it out top on the bounce pass. Once the right side, Eli Birch. Birch tries the overhead pass and be deflected by Tipton. And goes to the front court. Brady Carpenter. The timeline made a swift pass. Back to Money. It goes out of bounds. 3:02 left. Frankston Eagles going to bring it in from the backcourt. 4:35. And then he dribbles to the front court. Dribble to pick up the pace near the center court line. like that from Birch. Turnaround jumper rimmed around, wouldn't go. That was Javon Miller. Foul during the rebound was foul on Frankston. 2:49 left. So that foul's going to be whistled on Frankston. 24, Colton Eimel. First in the contest. Outside the arc with the basketball. Jackson Money, he'll dribble and bring back right side. They'll pass it out in the ballgame for the Blue Devils. 15, Drake Johnson. That's down low. It's going to be intercepted back the other direction. Up and it'll be tipped out of bounds. Johnson playing good D. Pass out of bounds from 10, Max Barr. 54-35. Back in the ballgame for four, Gavin Hare. The Blue Devils, number 2, Peyton Aller. For the Blue Devils, going to be number 3, Grady Carpenter. And number 11, Nolan Swan. Let's try a pass in the paint. Pass goes around. An entry pass was good by Birch. 24, Eimel. So an alley-oop in the paint on the inbound. 15 on the game clock. 54-37. Basketball, Aller. They work a right side, Jackson Money inside the paint. They get it back to Landon Spidell. Now back out top for Gavin Hare. 23, Jackson Money. They're working around the perimeter. Hare in the corner. Didn't have room to shoot. It was good. Right there, that was 24, Colton Eimel. Up table, Gavin Hare. They're working left side behind the arc, Jackson Money. Up, that's Aller. Aller was number 2, Peyton Aller. Freshman. Oh. That's the mark. That was Landon Spidell. Couldn't get the left side layup. Power move. Going to go out of bounds. In the front there, that's Frankston. Position. 4:37. Eagles. Number 22, Reed Bott. 5 foot 10. They're working in. Paint. Javon Miller. Jumper. Did get it. Javon Miller got 2. He'll have opportunity for his third point on this possession. So that foul's going to be whistled on the Blue Devils. And that's 54-39. One left. Miller, I believe he's perfect at the line. 5 for 5. Mistaken. Back in the ball game. Back in the game is 22, Reed Bott. Either for Frankston, it's 24, Colton Eimel. So are going to be tipped in. Passed in from the backcourt. Aller. Aller has a high dribble. Couldn't corral it. He's going to take a little bit of a step there. Going to give the ball back to Frankston. 24-40. We brought in either for tipping in Peyton Aller. Grady Carpenter back in the ballgame. On Swan back in the ballgame. You fake the handoff. They're working in outside the paint. Shotgun hits the apparatus up above. Tipton. 17 on the game clock. We're going to walk it to the timeline. 1:10 left. 40, balls in the front court. Blue Devils. You get it back to Nolan Swan out top. Ball, Gavin Hare. Back out to Grady Carpenter. They're working back behind the arc. Jackson Money elbow. He'll pass it. He'll pass it to the corner. I wouldn't go for Gavin Hare. And on the dribble is number 3, Eli Birch. Out just outside the paint. I should say outside the arc. Go high carom. To Tipton. Ball game is number 2, Peyton Aller. And Drake Johnson. Or Tipton. Still once again, Nolan Swan. We dribble to the timeline. We're working back around. We're working to the right side. Lost the handle. Picked it back up before it went out of bounds. That was Jackson Money. Out top of the basketball, Drake Johnson. He'll get it to Gavin Hare. Gavin Hare. And bounce it. By the paint. It's Landon Spidell. Foul Spidell. They're going to bring the ball in from out of bounds. Another common foul. The foul is met. So the fourth foul on Frankston, number 2, with Joey Wright. It's 22. God, he has to. Then Jackson Money, you push it back out top. Reset the offense with Aller. That's Peyton Aller, where's number two. Top Jackson Money. Jackson Money near the center circle. Pass it left side. Gavin Hare, 12 seconds left on the game clock. Outside of the basketball, triple threat. He'll dribble. That's Peyton Aller. Now back out top in the center circle is Drake Johnson. Drake Johnson going to dribble right. He'll hand the ball to the official. Good ball game tonight. Good atmosphere. The final score tonight. It's Gibson Blue Devil 54. Franklin Eagles 40. You've tuned in. We thank you for participating. We'll mention next game on the agenda. Blue Devils, they're going to play Friday, December 8th. That's next Friday. 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. The Western Panthers will be at Gibson. It's Franklin Eagles. The Franklin Eagles, their next game on their agenda will also be next Friday, coming up this Friday. Jackson will mention that the Franklin Eagles, and they'll travel to Eastbrook. They'll do battle with the Panthers, and I have that written down at 6:30 JV, and 8:05 start. Your website. We thank you for tuning in. We'll mention my wife at home, Sound Check. Appreciate that. And, we'll mention, no matter if you're overweight, if you're doing the teaching, you're the learning. Then go. She's a fired person.